Today, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. It's called Christmas, a tradition that has been with us as long as I can remember, for decades. And amid the Christmas rush, millions of people are missing the true meaning of this day. It's Christ's birthday that we're celebrating. We don't know what day it is, but the fact is, he was born, and he is with us. So let us not forget the greatest gift that was given to mankind. It was the birth of our Savior, Christ Jesus. As a youngster, my mother used to read this story to us on Christmas Eve from Matthew and Luke about the birth of Jesus. By the time I was 8, she stopped and said, "It's your turn now, for you ought to read it." I was the youngest, and my brothers would kind of disappear, but then my mom would sit there and she would read the story, Matthew chapter 1 and 2 and Luke chapter 2 tells this story. As a child, what impressed me about this child, it wasn't just any child. It was the child of the Most Highest, a holy child, not Joseph's child, but the child of God. Imagine Joseph expelled to be married to Mary, and she steps up pregnant. She's conceived a child out of wedlock. What would that do to some of you men today? Think about it. There was, to her, at that period of time, she could have been stoned. But thank God for an angel that came to Joseph and said in a dream, "Fear not, Joseph, thou son of David. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." Can you imagine? If somebody said, if a girl said that today, what would happen to her? People probably would say, "She needs a psychiatrist. She must be crazy." I just want to say a word of prayer. Oh Lord, my God and Savior, I thank you for these words. And I pray that people would get an understanding of what is being said here about the birth of your son, Jesus. I'd say that most of you here have probably heard this story. I'm not going to be long. I'm not going to tarry. As I said before, it's a fact that Jesus was born. Jesus' birth was foretold in the Old Testament and the New Testament. But the most amazing thing to me as a child, I couldn't figure out, wait a minute, if Jesus was there at the beginning and with God when in heaven, and then in the beginning of creation, then I'm in a child's mind now, go with me. Then how could he come into the world as a baby? If he was there then, how could he possibly come here as a baby? Was he not an adult when God said, "Let us come together and create a child, create life, a man"? Throughout the Bible, particularly the Old Testament, in Isaiah 7:14, you read where his coming has been told throughout the Old Testament. It's been told. Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us." Then you go again to Isaiah 9:6-7. You find the words that say, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a child is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, ever, forever. The zeal of the Lord of the hosts will perform this. Micah 5:2 designates his birthplace. Be thou, Bethlehem, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose going forth has been from of the old, from everlasting. From the beginning of the Holy Scripture, the Bible has foretold that the most significant event in history would happen one day. You would have thought during that period of time, as long as it was in the Old Testament, that people would have been ready. People would have been ready for his coming here to this earth. The angels in heaven, I believe, understood, because the amazing thing that I'm just thinking this out loud, forgive me if it's not correct, but the angels, what can we do? What can we do to let people know? Because there was a sign that he was coming. So imagine angels deciding to put this great light in the heavens. And this great light was in the heavens, and then it became a star. This great light became a star because the angels understood that Jesus was coming. The second in the Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And I'm going back to this baby again. I just couldn't understand it. I was a child then, and I said, Mom, wait a minute. You're confusing me, Mom. I said, if God was God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, then the angels know that Jesus is going to be coming to this earth as a baby. Then my mom couldn't explain it. She said, the Lord will explain it. The Holy Spirit will explain it. And you get to age where you will understand it. So the second person of the Trinity was coming to earth as a baby. And as I said before, he was the beginning of creation. And he would be coming here as a baby. Oh, my mind as a child was unable to process all that information. Wow, I said, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost at the beginning before earth creation. Jesus was coming to earth as a baby, endowed with a human body. As the heavenly hosts of angels, the observers on other planets watched as God bid farewell to his only begotten son that was going to be coming to this earth as a baby. Oh, wow. And born, what was so significant about it? To Mary, a virgin, she would have this baby. You could call it a semi-semblance of a barn where cattle is kept, in a manger. They call it a manger, but it was a trough where animals ate from. But our Savior Christ Jesus came to this earth as a lowly baby. And so what do you do? What do you do when the angels are astonished? Nobody knows about this birth. The angels are astonished, you know, that nobody there at that time was aware. Were they aware or just figured, it's not going to happen. I'm the king. Herod, I'm the king. Can't nobody upset me. That's not true. Mm-mm. But the angels was anxious to spread the news, the good news. And they begin to come here to earth and listen in on conversation. But still, there was nothing. I expect the angels was a little bit disappointed that there was no preparations to hear the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As it had been told in the Old Testament and the New Testaments that he was coming. But, this great star in the sky, Jesus wasn't forgotten. The prophecy wasn't forgotten. They say it was a cold winter night in some songs. I don't know what it was. I wasn't there. But in the Bible said there were shepherds abiding in a field. Now ask yourself, I don't know how many of you all ever grew up in the country, but I'm not the type of person that go out in the dark. I grew up in the country, and I didn't exactly go out in the dark at night because there was coyotes and other things roaming around. But they were abiding, watching over their sheep, and this great light shone around them. And me, I would have went, whoa, what's that? I thought I saw a UFO once. And I'm like, wow, what is that? It was a bunch of us kids out there, and we knew that had to be a UFO of what it was doing. So I'm thinking of these shepherds being shocked by this light, and then a voice proclaims to them, while they was watching their flock, the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Ye shall find him wrapped in a swaddling cloth, lying in a manger." As if angels making this announcement, suddenly many heavenly hosts were praising God and saying with the angels, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards man." Shepherds decided, I want to go and check this out. I want to see this sight. I want to see this baby. Because these shepherds knew of the prophecy of Jesus coming. And they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Wise men went to Herod and said, where is this king of the Jews? Herod copped the attitude instantly. You know, but please, he was very deceptive. Put on this act that, yes, when you find this child, would you please come and let me know so I may go worship him too? We can be deceived that way sometimes by what people say to us. So we have to be very careful when people come and try to act like they're your friends, associate, have this information. Just be aware they might be deceiving you. Well, thank God. When the wise men who were studiers of the sky saw what appeared to be that new star, and they knew the Jewish scripture that a chosen man of God, these were chosen men of God that was seeking the truth, that a new king was being born. So they went and they brought gifts to Jesus, a little baby in a manger. I don't know how long it took for these three wise men and their caravan of servants, but it was apparent that the word baby was no longer being used. It was not a child they asked about. Where is this child? They didn't say baby. When the wise men presented their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh to announce that they had came and they had seen this baby, and that baby one day would grow up and give his life for us, for everyone. The question I ask you today, what gift do we lay at the feet of Jesus? Have we given our hearts to Jesus, our most prized possession? Jesus went from a baby to the cross. Our debt has been paid. I just thought I would share this Christmas story to remind us that you can't be God's given. He gave his all. And it was just good for me to revisit the story of Jesus' birth. Happy Sabbath and Merry Christmas to you all.